These altcoins are designed to pump and can help you maximize your gains for the rest of 2025 and beyond.
In today's episode, we've identified five projects that have the perfect blend of utility and tokenomics that you need to know about.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a specific set of five altcoins that are absolutely designed to pump and should help you maximize your gains for the rest of this year.
So this is a very important episode because if you've been paying attention the same way that we have, we've noticed that there has been a flight to quality. Amongst all the meme coins that have been launched, all the rug pulls that have occurred, the celebrity coins, etc., the crypto industry is starting to get tired of losing liquidity to these dumpster fires. So there's a flight to quality that is occurring right now. And we can see that in the charts. We can see it in terms of what projects are rebounding the hardest as of late. So these five projects have the perfect blend of utility and tokenomics that absolutely makes these designed to pump over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, et cetera. And we're going to break down exactly why in this episode.
Yeah, for sure. And what you're going to see is like all the vaporware and stuff that went down 99%, all the scammers and celebrity, whatever, they're just going to move on from that and create new ones. Those are never going to recover. But real projects with real teams that have actual utility and tokenomics built into the ecosystem, those are the ones that can recover and go to new all-time highs. That's why in this episode, we're going to reveal the top five that fit this exact description.
Okay, so I think we should jump into the first one here, and that is BitTensor, and the ticker is TAO. Mm-hmm. We've been high and mighty on this one since $40. We've read it all the way up to $700. We're staking it for high APYs, but there's a few developments that have occurred lately that it should really send BitTensor and TAO to separate it from the rest of the market even with what's going on here. And we like it for several reasons. One, for me personally, is the fact that it has pretty much the exact same tokenomics as Bitcoin. How has Bitcoin been performing over the past 14 years or so? So the number one asset globally. It's providing like 44% annual returns year after year. 21 million supply capped, and it has an emission schedule just like Bitcoin. But these TAO rewards are going towards incentivizing miners that are helping to further enhance the potential ecosystem. So there's something to the actual mechanism of the rewards.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And not to mention that BitTensor has not even had its first halving yet. That's going to be coming up later this year, December 2025. How has Bitcoin performed after its first halving and its second halving and its third halving? Excellent. Very, very high returns after the halving, which makes mining and the supply harder to emit, right? So when you see that what happened with BitTensor TAO for the first time later this year, hold on to your hats. And then when we talk about the big changes that have happened with BitTensor over the last couple of months, well, the fact that they've launched DTAO, smart contract capability, and EVM compatibility, the whole entire ecosystem of BitTensor has really exploded. Because now what you're seeing is with the subnet alpha tokens, there is another incentive to buy, hold, and stake TAO. Before, you could buy the BitTensor TAO token, and as we mentioned, we were staking it for 20, 25% APY, which right there is crazy. The fact that you can buy like a top 50 coin and stake it for that much, we've been making a lot of money doing that. But now, we've talked about this multiple times over the past few months. It's like the birth of a new ecosystem, like when BNB and BSC came out, or when Solana and Solana came out, all these projects, which are subnets in the BitTensor ecosystem, you can now buy them by buying the Tau token and staking them to the specific subnet. So there is a massive now incentive for people who want to get involved in the BitTensor ecosystem to buy Tau and stake it. So there's a huge influx of buy pressure and a huge decrease in sell pressure.
Yeah, so the utility, you're incentivizing AI contributors, so they're paid in Tau for the work. The network access, you have to pay in Tau to query models and all those things. Staking, so there's both the root and the subnets, so you can stake your Tau to these subnets and receive the alpha tokens. Then you have to pay in Tau to register a subnet. So there's going to be, they're releasing two subnets every few days or something, once a week or something like that. There's going to be 1,000+ subnets. 1,000+ subnets, they're all going to be paying in Tau to get registered. So think about how much Tau is going to be consumed. Then you have all these subnets, right? And they are now operating as almost like independent businesses. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to attract new users. They're going to be doing marketing. You're going to have 1,000 projects all marketing Tau. It's going to bring in so many more new users.
Yep.
And then when you have the halving events, so you have a reduced supply, a massive increase in demand here, and it is sitting at the forefront of AI technology.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't get any better.
This is really the perfect storm for a token, an entire ecosystem that has the tokenomics, utility, supply, demand. Everything is built in perfect. That's why we had to start this episode off with BitTensor. Now let's move on to another coin, which we think in this utility of this coin is actually different than BitTensor and some of the other projects, but it is creating a very interesting recipe for shrinking supply and increasing demand, and that is AxenDAO AXGT.
This is another token with a capped supply. When I say cap supply, that means they will not be creating any more tokens, just like BitTensor will not be creating more than 21 million. This project, AXGT, has 1 billion capped. They will not be creating any more tokens. But what they are doing is removing tokens from circulation every month and at a staggering rate. Do you know that they've already burned 25% of the supply this year alone?
Yeah, it's huge.
25%. They've been operating for 1 year. Mm. So what they're doing is they're taking all the different trading fees, revenue they're generating, and all these other things. And they haven't even kicked off the QoS and all the other dApps that are going to be operating within this ecosystem. Mm. At some point, it's like 80% of the supply is going to be burnt.
Yeah.
There's going to be a very small amount being fought for with all these new partners, ecosystems being developments, et cetera, fighting for such a small percentage again. What happens when there's a decrease in supply and an increase in demand?
Yeah.
Very obvious.
Yeah, I see another perfect storm brewing here for AxenDAO AXGT, which is still sitting at a market cap sub 50 million at time of recording. I see a massively shrinking supply because of the burning of AXGT. Then I see a massive lineup of catalysts. Their roadmap this year includes likely tier one exchange listings, a massive new marketing campaign onboarding all kinds of new people that are going to be promoting AxenDAO to the masses. Then you have the launch of QoS, the Cure Ring, potential partnership with NVIDIA. The lineup of catalysts for their roadmap for 2025 is absolutely stacked. So now you have a decreasing supply, increasing demand because of all these amazing catalysts, plus ease of purchase through tier one and tier two exchange listings. I think that is exactly what you want for a small cap token. Then you have additional utility for the AXGT token because it fits into like the Cure Ring, QoS. It's a reward token. So you're being rewarded, incentivized to hold AXGT for features in Cure Ring and QoS. So not only are the tokenomics lining up for it, not only is the utility lining up for it, but the supply, the demand, and catalysts. This, I think, will send AxenDAO to a massive all-time high this year.
Remember what we said, they are burning their supply, meaning these tokens are removed forever. They don't come back. Mm-hmm. And when you add tier one KOLs, additional marketing, and centralized exchanges to the trading, which ultimately burns the tokens, think about the reduced rate here.
Yeah.
Think about how fast it's going to happen. Think about how much they've already burned with a couple KOLs and just listed on Uniswap.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
For sure.
So it's coming.
100%. All right, let's move on to another one that we've been talking about for a while on this show. And this is another, it's a different way that they've built tokenomics and utility that are going to propel this coin much, much higher this year. And that's Block Asset and the Block Token. I really love this one because this is how you can invest in one of the fastest growing Web3 sports books and casinos in the world. And the revenue from the casino and the sports book is now, for the first time ever, tied to the price of Block, because the more revenue that Block Asset and Block Bet is making through their casino and sportsbook platform, the more Block they are buying and burning. So before, the Block token wasn't actually directly tied to the revenue of Block Bet. But now, we've seen a huge change just over the past couple of months, and they're very public about this data. And if you look at how fast Block Bet is growing, the faster Block Bet grows, the more money they make, the more Block they are buying and burning. It's very simple, and I think this is only the start of a huge trend.
Look, the great thing about Block, in my opinion, is that it won't rely on a bull market or a bear market, because gamblers are going to gamble all the time, whether it's a recession, even more so if they're in a, if it's in a recession, actually. Because they'll be sitting at home with nothing to do. They're going to be watching sports, gambling, right? So in month one, they burned $110,000 in January, because they just started this, remember. Month two, in February, they burned $125,000. And you can see it in the chart too. Like when they are bought, when they're doing these, sorry, with buybacks, not burns, but when they're doing these buybacks, you can like literally see in the chart, it's creeping up like 2, 3, 4, 5%.
Yep.
In March, they said that their turnover rate is already 60% higher than February. So what ends up happening as this number slowly, steadily starts to increase, you're going to start to see $1 million buys, $3 million buys, $10 million buys. Player monthly retention is up month over month, 55%. Daily active players have reached all-time high. Daily average depositors has reached all-time highs. All the numbers are pointing up for this.
Yeah.
And it's the buybacks have only just started.
And the market cap is tiny.
Yes.
It's maybe the most undervalued coin on Solana when you look at the actual business, the longevity, the growth. This deserves to be at a 10 to 50 to 100x evaluation. So we are just simply holding and staking our Block, right?
Yeah, no, it seems like a no-brainer. You can just, again, it's let them generate the revenue. They're going to start doing some massive buybacks in the next 6 months to 12 months. Like,
yep.
But the trajectory is there and you can see it.
100%. All right, let's move on to a project. Again, we've been talking about this one quite a bit on the show over the past few months. And the token is so deeply integrated into their entire ecosystem. And that is Mudo Hub with the DNA token. So not only is everything in the entire Mudo Hub ecosystem when it comes to their DNA testing kits, all their products, this can all be purchased with the token, DNA. And then they've got all this insane IP data, which there's potential use cases there for the token. But another one that we like, and it's kind of something we talked about with BitTensor, we're doing it with BitTensor, we're doing it with Block Asset, and that is staking. And staking really can't be under or overvalued. If you have a long-term thesis with a token, you should be staking it and getting more tokens. And that's what you can do with Mudo Hub. So some of these tokens that we let some projects launch, it does nothing. It's just a governance token. There's no utility, no use cases, no supply burn, nothing. But Mudo Hub is the opposite. It has great tokenomics. It's deeply integrated into their ecosystem with all their projects, and it has staking. I really like it.
Yeah, especially with the revenue buybacks as well. And these guys are literally changing the game. This is a company that has already been around for 5-6 years, and now they're entering the Web3 space. So they already have a business model. One thing I was listening to the spaces the other day with Sam, and he was talking about the nappies, diapers, if you will, if you're living in North America. And you know, we have a lot of friends that have kids right now, and their kid gets sick, and they don't know why the kid's sick. So what they're doing is they're integrating this, because with Mudo Hub, for those of you who are unfamiliar, it's like DNA epigenetics, so you can tailor your supplement intake based off of what your DNA is telling you that you require. What they're doing, and that's how they generate revenue, by selling you products and stuff for that. But what they're doing with these nappies is, I guess there's a way that they're going to start to, I hope I'm not butchering this, but there's a way that they're going to be able to detect why the kid is sick in real time before like he actually starts to show symptoms of getting sick or something along those lines.
Right.
So they're going to capitalize on these babies, which these diapers, it's like a $15 billion per year something thing. And they're going to be selling these diapers at the same price as all the other diapers, but it's going to have this DNA stuff built into it to let the parent know why the kid's sick. Like
DNA this diapers.
This is like a massive, I'm telling you, this company could be generating billions of dollars in the next couple of years.
For sure. It's one of the most real and legit businesses out of any of the crypto companies we talk about. As you said, they've been doing it for a long time, and the DNA token is so deeply integrated into the ecosystem that when this thing really starts to take off, watch out.
Not to mention all the intellectual property that they're collecting as well. That stuff is worth billions.
Yep,
this 100%. Is a hidden gem, and I think that they'll do quite well over the years.
For sure, and another one that is massively, massively undervalued at their tiny market cap.
Yeah, so the last one we want to discuss today is CoreDAO. The ticker is CORE. This is one of those projects that, you know, we caught wind of when it was sitting at 40 cents. It spiked to about $4. It's since retraced all the way back down to 40 cents. in my opinion, I've been buying a bunch of this. It has a hard cap of 2.1 billion. So again, they're trying to mimic the Bitcoin style. So 21 million, but they're doing 2.1 billion. Mm-hmm. The rewards are paid out over 81 years. So it's a very slow emission. A percentage of all transaction fees is burned. The reason I'm looking at this now is because they're finally starting to bring institutional players to the realm of Bitcoin DeFi. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that through Maple, BitGo, Copper, and Hex Trust. So the way, and these are really big players. BitGo has $48 billion staked right now through BitGo. $10 billion in wrapped BTC, Bitcoin, mm-hmm. sitting on Ethereum, earning nothing. So that $10 billion could be converted actually to staking.
Right.
So for those of you who don't know, CoreDAO allows people to stake their Bitcoin without actually leaving the Bitcoin network and earn yield on it. Right now, there's a lot of Bitcoin holders who are holding Bitcoin and earning nothing. What ends up happening with this is the lenders, they deposit the Bitcoin, and then the institutional player like Maple or BitGo, they borrow Core. So they have to buy Core every time somebody wants to stake it, right? They stake the Core along with the Bitcoin to earn maximum yields, so they'll like double the Bitcoin yield that you're getting.
Yep.
So I think that this is going to be one of those things where you're going to start to see more institutional players start to stake it, because now the institutional access is there through these players I just mentioned with BitGo, Copper, et cetera.
Yep.
They haven't flicked the switch on it yet. I believe that this is going to add with, you know, the hard cap supply, the slow emissions, the burns from all the transaction fees. I think Core will be one of those ones that does quite well with their tokenomics and utility.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about Core in this show for a while. The price action hasn't been great lately, but it did have that massive pump. It's one of those tokens that when it pumps, it can pump fast.
Yeah, hard.
So keep your eye on Core with those interesting tokenomics and institutional players that might be getting involved soon. And look, if there's any other altcoins with excellent tokenomics and utility that we missed, let us know in the comments, because we're always open to do a part two of this episode, finding the altcoins that are designed to pump.
Yeah, hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.